Hello, listen.
Evergreen is presented by Sonos. Experience immersive sound and spatial audio in the world of Evergreen with the all-new Era 300. Go to Sonos.com to learn more.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Listeners, be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as this content is intended for adult audiences only.
Previously on Evergreen.
My name is Greer.
No.
And if she was, how did she survive the asteroid?
Cortex, please stop the storm.
You defied me. I can no longer be generous.
But you're going to kill us.
Axel, don't do this!
I could snap
your neck. Get off of him! Get off of him!
Don't do it, coward!
What's down there?
Tunnels, some random empty room with a blue orb.
It's Cortex's brain. I have to get down there.
The human drone is ready.
Show me.
Hello.
It's just easier if you accept that no one survived.
I survived down there, so maybe you don't know everything.
Where did you hide your V-Man's fin? I know they're here.
Jeffrey, we are out of time!
Execute Eagle Eye Protocol now. There's been some progress with Finn. He could be on his way to getting better.
Why is my door locked?
From now on, Cortex will provide all basic functions, but direct orders come only from me.
Hannah, do not resist.
Cortex! Cortex, no!
If that bubble wasn't protecting him, I'd kill Finn right now.
Go ahead, Ida. Kill him.
Q-Code presents Evergreen, a hidden signal series, created by Chloe Stearns and John Wynn.
Help me. I can get their papers.
Finn's bubble is gone. If you want to kill him, go ahead, Ida.
Help me.
I
can get their papers.
He's talking about his family. Their border papers.
And what about your family? Your children?
Help me.
I think you just have to pull the tubes connecting Finn to the pod.
No. No. I'm not a murderer.
I can get their papers.
Jeffrey, what are you doing? She could have killed him.
Just reminding her she can do what she wants down here.
You're playing a dangerous game.
Help me.
Make sure David keeps giving Finn this miracle drug. I want him to wake up and see that his perfect Evergreen doesn't belong to him. That I fixed the mess he made.
Help me.
Besides, his VMEMs weren't on the master server in the Blue Room like we thought. They don't exist. We need to make a full copy of his memories in VMEM.
You'll never have the full support of the others if you treat Finn this way.
Their support is irrelevant. I want to start clean. I just need their skill sets, their collective knowledge with none of the extraneous problems that come along with personality. And that's where you come in. Get some VMEMs to Nico so we can start testing what happens when she inserts them into a drone.
Jeffrey, are we sure? After what just happened to Alpha Zero, Nico needs to completely reconfigure the system.
Figure it out.
I can't get there, babe.
It's time everyone understands. They're replaceable.
Hannah, what memory would you like to experience?
What's happening? Where am I?
You're safe, Hannah. You're in VMEM.
Why?
I just need a memory from you to make sure you're okay.
Why wouldn't I be okay? What's happening?
You've been deactivated for a week. If you can just give me a memory, I can verify there's no permanent damage.
I don't know. I can't think.
Any memory, Hannah, and we'll get you out of here quickly.
I want to see my mom. Right before.
You don't have to do that. You can choose another moment.
No. I want to see my mom.
What is this?
My mom's farm.
Hannah?
Hi, Mom.
Hannah, you're home. I'm so happy to see you. I wasn't expecting you.
I know.
What is that?
It's okay.
Do you see that? What is that? In the sky.
It happened so fast, I promise.
Hannah. Oh, God. No.
I'm so sorry. I can't stop it. She wasn't.
She was alone.
You were with her. You just experienced it. She had you by her side. It's okay. You created a different ending. You can remember it that way now.
But it doesn't change what she experienced. I need to watch it again.
Why? Why are you torturing yourself?
Because I don't deserve to feel relief.
Hannah.
My mom died alone because I was too scared to quit a job that I hated. I let someone have power over the choices that I made. Your machine can't change that. And I will die before I let someone do that to me again.
Where do you think you're going? Jeffrey's not going to let you wander without an escort.
Thought you were just placating him. Babysitting. Yeah, babysitting is what you called it. I knew you were a liar from the beginning. Do you feel good about the choices that you've made down here?
We do whatever we need to survive. You of all people should know that.
Follow me, Anna. I'll take you to your room now.
Cortex, can I get something for this headache?
Here's ibuprofen. Jeffrey is at your door.
Don't open. I just told you to—
Tell me what?
Get out. This is my room.
I come in peace. Being reactivated is traumatic. Believe me, I know. I brought you a get-well present.
You took my watch.
It's not really yours, is it?
Hannah, if you're watching this video, something has happened to me. You must know. It is incomplete. I need to share with you.
It was really nice of Dagny to cover for you. You knew Cortex was broken from the very beginning.
I didn't know it was Cortex. I didn't know what Finn's message meant.
But you still kept it a secret. What else should I know about? What else is Finn hiding?
Get out.
Hannah, you and I don't have to be this way. I'm creating something really special down here.
Be part of the solution. Be my assistant.
No.
You know, with the others, Axel, Dagny, David, I get it. If I was in their position, I'd fight for my autonomy every step of the way too. We all bring something extremely valuable to the table, so naturally it's hard to fall in line and follow orders when they believe they're my equals. But you, Hannah, you're disposable. Probably not the first time you've heard that, huh? Look, I'm a reasonable guy. I'm offering you a chance to not only exist here peacefully, but to have purpose. You know what? You're still groggy. I understand. Why don't you give me your answer tomorrow?
Jeffrey, I might be disposable, but you'll always be in second place. Your biggest competition is in a coma, and you're still losing. You're pathetic.
Now that I think about it, I don't need an assistant. You'll join the others instead.
You're looking at chromosome 5?
I thought Alpha Zero might have Kreidoschat syndrome. Individuals with the disease sound like meowing cats when they cry.
And you think that's the sound the Betas made?
It's not. Alpha Zero doesn't have that mutation.
So you still don't know what went wrong?
The new drone is ready.
Don't ignore me, Nico.
Don't interfere with my work. This is Alpha 6. Is there a problem?
No. I still get nervous.
There hasn't been an issue since Alpha 2.
Just because it hasn't happened since doesn't mean this one won't turn into a beta now.
Worry about VMEM. We incinerated Alpha 3, 4, and 5 because the VMEMs you provided were faulty, not because they became betas.
This time is different. I did a session with Hannah this morning. We're using a fresh VMEM. Here. What's wrong now?
I've been asking to do VMEM for days, and you refused. But you reactivate Hannah so she could do one?
Nico, you're too important.
What does that mean?
VMEM isn't exactly... It's...
It's what?
It's just... It's...
McKenna?
We have to protect you.
Sit down.
I'm fine.
Well, are you sick? Do I need to tell David?
No, I'll talk to him. After. But for right now, can we focus? Let's keep going. Please.
Okay. Transferring VMEM into Alpha 6 now.
Keep up.
The mud's too thick. I don't have tank treads for feet like you. Greer!
Greer, move out of the way.
Hey, Greer! Greer? Cortex, what did you do to her?
Greer has not been physically harmed. Each of you has been assigned a plot of land in the sphere to reseed by the end of the week.
By hand?
Correct.
Cortex, that makes no sense.
Oh my god, Dagny. It's Hannah. She's awake. I'm going over there.
Wait, be patient. You'll get zapped. We'll talk to her at break.
Hippocampus connector. Neocortex connector. Amygdala connector. VMEM transfer into Alpha 6 is complete.
Let's turn it on.
Alpha 6 activation in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Hello?
Hello, Alpha 6. Please count to 10.
1, 2.
Activating implanted memory now.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
What's your name?
My name is... Hannah.
Hannah, tell us about yourself.
I'm from a farm. I live there. I lived there with my mom. My poor mom. She was so surprised to see me. I came home and she was so surprised, but I told her I wanted to be there. But something bad happened. Something really bad happened, and I...
Take your time, Hannah. Let your thoughts come naturally.
I...
McKenna.
I wanted to...
We have to incinerate.
No, goddammit, no.
McKenna!
Either.
VMEM transfer is still not working.
My poor mom.
She was so surprised to see me.
Fine.
I wanted to be there.
Burn it.
With her.
Hey, Evergreen listeners, I'm Chloe Stearns.
And I'm John Wynn.
And we are the creators of Evergreen. This podcast is presented by Sonos, and if you're looking for a smart speaker to take your home entertainment to the next level, the Era 300 is for you.
And as you can imagine, while making this show, we had to listen back to everything. And, you know, we wanted to really bring you into the world of Evergreen and deliver a fully immersive world. This Sonos sound system I have set up my home has allowed me to hear everything.
The Era 300 is an all-in-one plug-in smart speaker, and it's designed specifically for immersive and spatial audio listening out loud. It's a full 360 experience. So this allows you to enter the world of Evergreen in a totally different way, to experience audio like you never have before, to be transported.
And whether you plan on listening to this show or you just want to up your home sound system, investing in a Sonos is the right move for you. And what sets the Sonos apart is the ease of use and the sleek aesthetic of their products. They're intuitive to control and easy to integrate into your home. So with Sonos, you can start with this one speaker and expand your system over time. Start now with the Sonos Era 300 and take your listening to the next level. Go to Sonos.com to learn more.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
I can get that paper. Cortex, please prepare Finn's dosage.
Yes, David.
They didn't do anything wrong.
Finn? Finn, what did you just say? Finn, can you hear me?
Just think.
Jesus, Ida!
I told him the other day. I can
get that. What are you doing?
I'm finding inspiration. Finn has a new phrase.
I need you to leave. Ida, whoa. Back up.
Relax. I'm not gonna hurt him now.
What's in your hand?
It's a pen.
Are you high? Don't think I don't notice the oxy goes missing every time I synthesize more.
I'm just writing.
You should do that in the library.
They didn't do anything wrong.
There it is again. They didn't do anything wrong. You know, I thought drowning myself in the lake was the only way to keep my autonomy. But standing over him...
Help me.
knowing that I could end his life by simply pulling the fragile cords that connect him to that pod, I realized I do have control over what's next. He may have robbed me of my family, but I'll rob him of his legacy. I'll make sure no one after us knows his name.
That won't bring your family back.
I know. But I have purpose again, David. I'm creating the history and the future bylaws of Evergreen. Generations from now, this structure will be filled with life. Artificially or naturally, mankind will continue on. The words I write today influence who they become tomorrow. They'll never know Finn created Evergreen. Can you think of anything he'd hate more?
Creating a new society based on a complete lie just for the satisfaction of erasing Finn. Seems petty.
People are petty.
David, Finn's medicine is ready.
You know, you can't really save him. It doesn't matter what your miracle drug does. Whatever life Finn thought he was gonna have down here, it's gone.
Please take me. They didn't do anything wrong. Please.
Cortex, I need to run a neural scan on Finn ASAP.
Yes, David.
Are you okay?
Outside of this pounding headache, I think so. What's wrong with Greer? Is she not speaking, or is she just not speaking to me?
Shh. If we get too loud, Cortex will end break time early.
It's not just you. She thought she was being rescued, and instead Jeffrey put her right back into a different type of prison. She just needs time.
Yeah. How long have you been receiving the sphere?
All week. It's been tough, physically.
Jeffrey's trying to break our will to fight. He knows this is a complete waste of our time. But he's betting we'll eventually fold and follow his orders with no pushback.
We have to do something.
We've thought of every possible thing. There's no way to get Jeffrey
to... We shouldn't talk about this out in the open.
It doesn't matter. Jeffrey knows we can't do anything with the robot around. Axel, show her.
Beg me.
Show her.
Axel, your arms.
He tried to break in to see you. To wake you up. Instead of deactivating him, Jeffrey ordered Cortex to electrocute him. Repeatedly.
Oh my God. Axel.
I'm sorry. I couldn't get you.
Even if we did get to Jeffrey, we can't kill him. He rewrote Cortex's code. He's the only one with full control over it.
What about Finn?
He's alive. Awake, but not awake. He repeats the same phrase. David gives us updates at dinner.
The switches.
Greer?
I know where I've seen the logo before. The switches. The logo was on the switches.
Quiet. Slow down. What are you talking about?
Too loud. Stop talking. Break time is over. Return to your sections. Or you will be electrocuted.
Try it again.
Jeffrey, I don't think you're hearing me.
Hannah's fresh VMEM melted Alpha 6's brain. Did I miss something?
Why are you so adamant about the VMEM transfer? If you need bodies to do whatever menial task there are, you have drones. Nico claims she fixed them. They won't turn into betas.
Because the others will keep resisting my leadership, and eventually, they'll force my hand. I'll have to eliminate them, but I need their collective knowledge before that happens. So figure it out. I don't care what you do, just make it work. Oh, and don't do another session with Hannah. No one needs to see her mother's farm again. Put David in VMAM.
I'm not going to do that.
Excuse me?
Okay, look. You're exhausted, and I'm not sure you're thinking clearly. To create another fully functioning doctor down here, I would need to keep David in VMIM for hours, days even, to capture all his experiences, which is a total...
I don't need you to lecture me on how VMIM and drones work, thank you.
Jeffrey, we made an agreement. I control VMIM.
I did say that, huh? Cortex?
Yes, Jeffrey?
What's my standing order for disobedience?
Immediate electrocution.
Thank you, Cortex. I'm sorry, what were you saying, McKenna? You feel like you're being treated unfairly?
No, Jeffrey. Not at all.
Hannah, you're awake.
David.
We should do a full exam.
Sit down first. I'm fine, seriously.
Hannah, you were deactivated for a week.
You need to listen to this. Greer?
So Clara and I, we found this room with a weird metal box, and it had the same logo that's on the robot.
What was inside the box?
4 switches. We flipped them. We thought maybe someone would notice and come find us, but nothing happened. Anyway, I thought it was so weird that the logo was also on the robot.
Wait. When did this happen?
The same day as the dinner event. Maybe 12, 18 hours after the elevator crashed.
Hannah, you don't think that.
It could be.
Could be what?
Okay. About the same time you found those switches, we tried to escape Evergreen. The robot stopped us, but before it did, it shut down. Like, completely turned off.
You think Clara and I shut off the robot?
But it turned back on.
We flipped the switches back. When we thought nothing happened, Clara and I flipped the switches back to the on position, like 30 seconds or a minute later.
If those switches turn the robot off, Jeffrey has no weapon. It would just be us against him. We can force him to recode Cortex properly, and we can keep Finn protected. Do you know how to get back into that room?
Kinda. We tried to draw a map. It was on the tablet. I think I can draw it again.
We have to go back into the tunnels.
Do you really think the switches... What about the betas?
We'll need something more than chest lights on the Envirosuits to fight them.
I didn't say I was going back down.
Nico will never let us into the DNA bank to use the incinerator, and we know we can't use the Great in the Sphere again, so how are we getting back down to the tunnels?
Guys, I didn't say I was going back...
We accessed the stairs in Finn's room.
Jeffrey moved into Finn's room, and we don't know the door codes.
I hate to pile on, but there's something else you should know. Finn said more words today.
What?
There's a significant improvement in his latest neuroscan.
Do you expect him to regain full consciousness anytime soon?
I don't think so.
If he does wake up, we might not even need Jeffrey to recode Cortex. Eventually, Finn could do it.
I think we're getting ahead of ourselves, but it's important to have all the facts. If we rush into this and something goes wrong, who knows what Jeffrey does to Finn?
Or to us.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Making decisions to prioritize my mental health wasn't easy. Life presents us with challenging choices, and sometimes we can't navigate them alone. That's where BetterHelp comes in, matching you with a licensed therapist who can help you stay connected to your true desires while journeying through life. Experience the confidence and excitement of moving forward with BetterHelp by your side. BetterHelp has been so important in guiding me through numerous life decisions, and I truly recommend giving them a try if you're considering therapy. Signing up for BetterHelp is quick and simple. Just complete a brief survey to find the right therapist for you, and if you ever feel the need, you can switch therapists at no extra cost. Forget about uncomfortable office visits and waiting rooms. BetterHelp offers convenience and affordability, delivering professional assistance right to your home. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find more balance with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/evergreen today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/evergreen.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm worried about you.
I feel fine. I don't want Jeffrey to get suspicious.
It's been over a week since we checked on the baby's progress. You're doing hard labor in the sphere. It's dangerous. Maybe if Jeffrey knows, he'll give you an easier assignment.
What should Jeffrey know?
McKenna.
Sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt.
I'm just heading back to my room. Curfew, remember? Oh, that's right. It doesn't apply to you. See you tomorrow, David.
David, can I speak to you?
I'd rather not.
It's about my health.
I'm off the clock, McKenna. Excuse me.
David, I'm sick. I'm really, really sick.
Are you being serious?
Yes, I'm dying.
McKenna, you should have told me about this earlier.
I didn't think you could help, but
15 minutes to curfew.
Now I know you can. I need your drug.
It won't work.
Come on, if it works for Finn, it'll work for me.
You and Finn are two different situations.
What if we're not?
What does that mean?
Can we at least try?
No, it's not that simple. No one understands how my drug works.
You won't help me because I picked Jeffrey's side. I know that. But David, I was wrong. I'm out of time. I need this. There's no other option. Give me the drug, and I'll help you. Jeffrey, information about what he's planning, whatever you want to know, I will tell you everything. Do you think I would lie to the one person who can save me?
What do you mean he's going to replace us?
It's complicated. But again, Jeffrey just wants your skills without the problems you cause.
Let me get this straight. You use VMEM to take all of our memories, the consciousness that makes us us, and you and Nico put it into drones that are clones of us?
Pretty much, yes.
This is fucking insane.
McKenna, David could have been treating you this whole time. Why wait?
His drug didn't seem to be working. I thought I could perfect VMM transfer and use it on myself, but I'm out of time. David, Jeffrey is forcing me to put you into VMM next.
So what? What's the big deal?
If you go into VMM, you'll die. And if you die, I have no chance of living.
Wait, what are you talking about?
VMM burns microscopic holes into your brain. It's what caused Finn's stroke, and it's why I'm dying now. I haven't said that out loud. I haven't told anyone till now, not even Jeffrey.
But you made me do a VMEM today, and that wasn't my first time. My God, Axel did a VMEM when we first came to Evergreen.
You're both fine for now. I mean, your exposure, I made sure it was limited. That's why I wouldn't let you use VMEM, so you wouldn't hurt yourself more, but I thought I had finally figured out why the transfer was failing and I needed a fresh VMEM to test out my theory. Of all of us, you're the least...
What? Important?
I'm sorry. I really am. But David's drug, it's working on Finn. It can help all of us. You, me, Axel, the drug will reverse any damage from VMEM.
No, there has to be another way.
David will give you the drug, but we need something from you.
Hannah.
Anything.
I need to talk to you.
We need the codes for Finn's room.
The room Jeffrey moved into?
Yes. You get us the codes, David gives you the drug. That's the deal.
I don't know the door codes.
I'm sure you'll figure out a way to get them. We do whatever we need to survive, right?
been a long day, Ida. I'm calling in a night. I'd like to get in my room, do you mind?
You know the population numbers in Evergreen are going to drastically rise in the next few months.
Yeah, so I've heard.
I'm creating an archive, interviewing everyone, gathering information about how they see the future of Evergreen working in relation to their particular expertise. So, in your case, I'd love to talk about how you would expand the food supply, protect the crops when numbers increase, things like that.
And what's the point when Jeffrey's just going to replace us with mindless clones?
Excuse me?
Oh, you don't know.
Of course, I know.
So then you can understand why contributing to your archive would be a waste of my time. And yours.
5 minutes until curfew.
I have to get into my room.
Dagny, if you change your mind, or just want to talk more off the record, find me in the library.
Okay.
Minute to curfew.
What happens if you're not back in your room before curfew?
The robot zaps you.
You need to go back.
I will walk you to yours first.
Axel, no.
We'll be quick. It's worth it.
Are we crazy to think McKenna will actually help us?
Maybe. But if there's even a chance to shut down the robot, we have to take the shot. In the morning, I'll figure out something to handle the beta so we're safe down there.
30 seconds to curfew.
I wish you could stay.
Me too. When our plan works, I will.
Ten seconds to curfew.
Sleep tight.
Good night.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Curfew initiated.
Morning.
What are you doing? It's not break time.
Listen, you're not going back down into the tunnels. Axel and I will do it, okay? We just need you to show us how to get to the switches. Have you drawn the map?
I'm working on it.
At dinner, I need you to walk us through it.
Sure.
Seriously?
Trust me, it's a thing.
If you can get me that, I can modify it. Use it to keep the betas off of us in the tunnel.
Okay, follow my lead.
Cortex! Cortex! Hey, Cortex!
What is it, Dagny?
To reseed his area, Axel needs to clear those weeds and brush. With your permission, we need to go to the warehouse to retrieve a flame weeder.
You are aware I am resistant to fire.
Just trying to do my job.
Proceed.
Cortex, what are the current conditions?
Evergreen activation, day 20. Current surface temperature is 110 degrees Celsius.
Life?
No life forms detected.
Did you get any sleep last night?
What do you think?
Well, I thought about what you said yesterday. You're right. We need to protect the knowledge within Evergreen. I don't know why I was pushing back so much.
Well, whatever it was, I'm glad you're over it.
So like you said, I'll start with David and V-Mem. But I'm wondering if we should back up everyone now, just in case something happens. You know, a failsafe.
Go on, I'm listening.
To me, it makes the most sense to order everyone from the most important on. So after David, I'll do Nico and then Dagny. Those three are truly irreplaceable, and at the very least, we have them backed up if things go to shit. The order beyond that doesn't really matter.
And when are you getting mine? If we're talking about the order of importance, I should really go first, don't you think?
Of course. I'll get everything set up and let you know when I'm ready.
Tonight. You'll do my VMM tonight.
Okay, Jeffrey. Tonight.
They didn't do anything wrong.
Cortex, these are Finn's latest neural scans?
Yes, they're from this morning.
His improvement is exponential. How is this possible?
Your medicine, David.
It can't be my medicine. We both know that.
I can get that paper.
It has to be something else.
I'm sorry. Forgive me.
Cortex? When did he start saying that?
This is the first time Finn's spoken those words, David.
Shit.
How'd you get Jeffrey to agree to a VMAM?
Made him think it was his idea.
Of course that worked.
Yeah. So once I put him in VMAM tonight, I'll capture the door codes.
You'll bring them to David in medbay in the morning.
And he'll give me my first dose.
Correct. If you lie to us or give us fake codes, you won't get the rest of your treatment. And whatever you do, don't fry Jeffrey's brain. We still need him. That's how you load the butane cartridge. Once the butane burner is lit, you squeeze the trigger and you get a 5-second stream of fire. You made a flamethrower?
We modified a flame weeder. This is much more effective than our Envirolite, huh? The betas won't stand a chance.
Okay, when are we doing this?
Let's not rush. It needs to go perfectly in order to work.
He's right. Once McKenna gets us the codes, we still need to figure out how to get into the tunnels without Jeffrey noticing. When we do get down there, we'll flip the switches and you guys will capture Jeffrey after we turn off the robot.
What's up, Doc? We've been waiting for you.
We have a problem.
Finn fully waking up is a good thing.
Not if Jeffrey still has control of the situation.
You think he'll kill him?
Do you want to wait and find out?
No, David, there's no way to tell when he'll wake up.
It's not that simple.
We move up the timeline. We do everything tonight.
What? No, Hannah, no, we're not ready. You just said so yourself.
We're gonna make it work. Get everything prepped. David, we need to find McKenna.
Jesus, Hannah, we're so screwed.
This is our distraction.
What?
McKenna needs to keep him in VMAM. Lock him in there if she has to. Long enough for us to get down to the tunnels and do what we need to do.
But she'll fry his brain.
Good thing we have your drug. What are you doing? Come on.
My drug. It doesn't work.
I don't understand.
It never worked. Not in the trials before, and not down here. I've been giving him sugar water. I don't know what's making Finn better, but it's certainly not that.
But why have you been pretending to give it to Finn?
Everyone has value here. I didn't want mine to be meaningless. Finn is one thing. He's been a step away from death since we got here, and my drug wasn't hurting him. But lying to McKenna, even Jeffrey, and letting them think my drug can cure them, I can't cross that line.
We all have a job to do.
Hannah, she's gonna die.
Then she dies.
Evergreen stars Lana Condor as Hannah Gabriel, Alan Cumming as Finn Gorell, Freddie Stroma as Jeffrey Steinberg, Sheena Nielsen as Ida Arias, Abigail Spencer as McKenna Scott, Erica Lewis as Cortex, Lana McKissick as Nico Ishikawa, Desmond Boris as Axel Garcia, Claire Holt as Dagny Isaacs, Ki-Hong Lee as David Young, Chloe Stearns as Greer, with additional performances by Dino Andrade, Lenora Pitts. Created and written by Chloe Stearns and John Wynn. Directed by John Wynn. Executive produced by Lana Condor, Chloe Stearns, John Wynn, Jeremy Platt, Rob Herding, Michelle Zarati, and Xinyan Hiyu. Co-producers Nathan Moore and Nick Shanks. Original score and composition by Darren Johnson. Music editor David Tadashore. Audio engineering by Neely Oftering, Sarah Ma, and David Tadashore. Edited by Neely Oftering and John Wynn. Sound design by Jeffrey Kennick and Jose Varen, The Audio Hive. Mixed by Sarah Ma. Supervising mixer, Ben Milchev. Casting director, Chrissy Fiorelli. Assistant director, Kelsey Adams. Script supervisor, Beth Ann Morgan. Additional script supervisor, Sam Beasley. Production coordinator, Tom Breck. Production assistant, Alex Buda. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chen Liu. Special thanks to Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Hidden Signal Evergreen is a Q-Code production. Sound recording copyright 2023 by Q-Code Media, Inc.
Evergreen is presented by Sonos. Experience the world of Evergreen with the Sonos Era 300 for immersive sound and a spatial audio experience like you've never had before. Go to Sonos.com to learn more.
I'm Carlos King, one of the most sought-after executive producers in reality television. I am thrilled to announce Reality with the King, where we'll discuss all things reality TV. I have interviewed everyone from NeNe Leakes, Teresa Giudice, and Kenya Moore. Each episode, we will rehash shocking betrayals, honey. Yes! Hilarious shade! And all the drama. Reality with the King podcast is available wherever you get your podcasts.